How was your trip? I saw the posts, 1,000 posts.
Yeah. Look, guys, I have 5 real partners who are literally, I mean, I don't know what I'm doing, but this is, I won't bore you with the stuff right now, but the beta's coming
out. Something tells me you will.
Too late.
Yeah. No, no, I don't talk to you guys about work on this thing.
But no, I was, never.
Well, in like, you guys are, no. Dave with the soup, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Oh, my wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS the name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. Dave got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Oh, my, the eccentric, slick like an herb. Friends talking shop.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop. We are here to bring you episode 89. We're slowly marching our way up to 100, which we'll have, I'm sure, a special episode that we'll be announcing where we're going to do this live together, I imagine. We haven't talked about it.
We're working on getting Matt Damon as well for 100.
You know, I actually was at a conference where they said Matt Damon was going to speak.
Really?
But then he video conferenced in, so he wasn't there. But he looked like he was hungover, just woke up. It was the most pathetic. Yeah, it was a.
What time of day was it?
It was in the morning. So he was clearly. I think we should move on from Matt Damon and get a better celebrity that cares.
All right, I've been working hard to get Matt Damon, so this might be tough.
No,
I'll reverse course.
So
maybe Corey Feldman.
Yeah. See Friends Talking Shop. Episode 89. I'm your host, Dave, and looking forward to bringing you the world's number one podcast.
Are you happy with your name, Dave? Was there ever a point when you were a kid, you're like, I wish my name was like Ralph?
Right. Yes. Fair question. Not Ralph, but not
it
Dave.
It is a fair question, actually.
My age, almost everyone in my class, I had 3 of what I consider my best friends were all named Dave.
Dave.
There's so many of them. So
I had the reverse. I had the reverse deal, Dave. My whole thing was no one was named Josh, and my whole worry was that I didn't know any adults named Josh. So when I was a kid, this is so weird that I would even think about this. I always thought, like, when I grow up, everyone's going to think I'm not going to take me seriously because I have a kid name, because there are no adults named Josh. Isn't that strange?
That is strange.
Mm. Yeah,
that's weird and strange.
And people should know that Omar is not really Omar's birth name, for those who don't know that.
That's true.
True. That's true.
It's Harold. Harold. Oh, that's not right either. It's Zia, actually, is Omar's real name. Did you have a problem with that name growing up, Omar?
That's why I went by the name Omar.
Does it have any family?
I've been in so many fights.
Does it have any significance? Did you just...
Which one?
Omar. It's his middle name.
Yes.
Omar's your middle name.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know where we left off here. Actually, it feels redundant to now announce my named partners in this endeavor. But
that's true.
Let's go ahead and introduce them anyway. You'll never guess the name of my first co-host is Josh. Weird name as it is. Josh, yes. How you doing?
It's not so weird anymore, thankfully. I feel more comfortable with it now. Okay. All good. I don't know if you've been watching what's with the laugh?
Delayed laugh.
I just thought of something. I don't know if I could say it, but
you want to share it with the rest of us?
Something. I don't know. Okay, can we edit it out if it's not appropriate?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so basically, I was in Rome or Berlin or one of those sick countries. On this long trip.
Those are cities.
Actually, I was in Rome.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Cities.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was with this the woman who's one of the GPs is already incredibly wealthy, but she dresses, she's very curvy, and she has no problem showing her curves.
Right? Okay.
If you know what I mean. Like really, really show her curves.
We understand what you mean.
And so my point is, it made me think. And here's my metaphor, ready?
Yeah.
And again, you're gonna definitely take this out. Breasts are the Jews of the 21st century.
Yeah, you're 100%. This is being edited.
I'm going to tell you why. Ready?
Yeah,
because
if
your C cups are more as a woman, you have to hide your breasts. Right? You can't show them professionally. You can't do it.
Wow.
Because you're not taken seriously. You got to hide them. Understand? It's only for C cup or greater.
Are you saying that What do you? I don't understand the metaphor
here. I'm saying if you're a woman and you have large breasts,
I get that.
Well,
part.
I get that part of it. Yeah.
That's not the part I'm questioning.
What part are you questioning? The
parallel? Yes. The
because
analogy.
You were Jew during the 40s in Germany. You had to hide yourself.
Yeah. Okay. This is the. Okay, first of all, I'm
that's
not
a very important detail.
I'm not taking
add.
Any of this out, and it's
what?
Because people need to hear this.
Yeah. Right.
Wait a second.
What we deal with?
Yes, because one day at trial, someone will say, "Your Honor, I'd like to submit minutes 3 through 5 from Fans Talking Shop, episode 89."
No, it's
and
just
they're
going to
rest their case on it.
It's like if you were a Jew, you had to hide the Jews in the 1940s, like in Austria, whatever else.
Yes,
I
of course.
Gestapo.
Yes.
And similarly, there's a Gestapo out there. That's the business world. If you have big breasts as a woman, you can't show them.
Okay. All right. Okay. The analogy. Yeah,
respond, Josh. Respond.
Yeah, it's so hard to respond to this because it's not even in the same ballpark. The only similarities is the similarity of hiding something. Under attack. Okay, is that how you're doing? Because I don't think Dave should come to you for how you're doing. The fact that you interrupted my "how you doing" with that is unbelievable. I'm not editing any of that. Yeah, none of it. It all stays in.
That's not my "how you're doing," by the way.
Oh, it is. It is. That's your "how you're doing."
Josh, how are you doing now?
Yes. So, now I'm much, much worse. Much, much worse. My head is in a buzz. I have no clue.
Please tell me that you're going. Please tell me you have to, like.
Don't come back to this.
I'm not going to come back to it. But
yeah,
just be.
I thought that's what you're about to do.
When you bleep stuff out, you got to bleep stuff out.
I'm not bleeping any of that out. It's all in.
Oh, boy.
I'll bleep it out. Relax.
Brilliant.
So anyway, I've been captivated. I'm going to switch gears real fast.
By the way, I will say, when I said it,
oh, here we
I
go.
Said it to a woman and a guy, and the woman agreed with me.
But it's
now,
really
I will
important.
Say she was German.
You're not.
She was German.
Yeah. I don't think you're understanding that
I'm
part.
Kidding.
Of, that part kidding. Of the analogy is not the problem part.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm missing something. This is my brain sometimes. I don't understand reasoning.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know if you guys are following this. But there's a big trial that's made a lot of news. The Karen Reed. Are you guys following the Karen Reed trial?
No.
Describe
oh,
it.
Oh, my God. Really?
Is he Dwayne's sister?
Oh, jeez.
She is not. Get it?
That's, yes, I get it. It's a drugstore. Dwayne Reed drugstore. And it's spelled differently.
Or maybe J.R. Reed's sister.
Oh, God.
That's not as funny.
This episode is going to be very difficult to get through, but we're gonna give it a go. No, it's a really big case right now. In fact, it's on the national news. It's this woman
hold on,
in Boston.
Hold on, David.
I can't get through it.
David, take a guess what she did. My guess is that she drowned her kids in a pond.
I was gonna say her kids are in big trouble right now. I was what I'm guessing.
No, she doesn't have kids. She doesn't.
Okay,
have
what's the case, Josh?
I can't get through it. But the case basically is it's in Boston. She was dating a cop. They go out drinking. They're going to a house afterwards. They're going for an after party at a cop's house afterwards, his cop buddies. And he goes in to check the house before she does. He never comes out. She's calling him like, "Hey, where are you?" And then she gets pissed off and drives home. The next morning, they find his body in the front yard. Of the cop's house. And basically the whole thing is they claim that she had been drinking. She was drunk. She hit him with the car, didn't realize it. He bled out and died on the yard. And she went home. And then the next day they found the body. Mm. That's the case. It's a fascinating case, right? Really fascinating case. That's not the reason I bring it up.
Hey, did because you actually expect us, Josh, to know of this case?
Yes. It's on national news.
What does national news even mean nowadays? What does that even mean?
It means... Yeah. What do you mean? What does it mean? There's local news.
What's
and
national,
national
news?
News.
Is that CNN? Is it on Joe Rogan? Like, what does national news mean?
Yes. I don't know if Joe Rogan's talked about it, but it's on CNN. It's on ABC, NBC, CBS, the national news.
David, he still consumes this garbage.
6:30.
I was going to say, it's not in the Wall Street Journal. It's not
New York
not
Times.
No,
it's not in the Wall Street Journal. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
New York Times.
It's
New York Times.
It's not going to be in the it might be in the New York Times. I don't know.
The Puffy case is all every day on the New York Times.
Yes. True. It's like it's not. It's like a. It's the poor man's Puffy case. Let's put it that way. It's not nearly as.
This pretty much symbolizes your taste in TV and news, by the way. This is a good metaphor for this.
Anyway, There's also a documentary that's out because this is the second time this case has been tried. And the documentary is on the first time this case has been tried. So I watched it with my wife and it's fascinating. It's really unbelievable. But what's amazing about it,
was your wife at gunpoint when you made her watch this?
Yes, she was at gunpoint. What I was trying to get to is the fascination that people have with shit like this. During the trial, they show, you know, during the documentary, they show the trial, they show her showing up every day. As the trial goes on, because it's making Boston news like crazy, there is literally a tailgate outside the courthouse of the Karen Reed trial to cheer her on.
Really?
There are hundreds and hundreds of people lined up outside the courthouse with shirts that say FKR, Free Karen Reed, and then the names of the defense team, like her, you know, her lawyers on the defense team that are on the shirts. They are giving her gifts wrapped with a bow, gifts. They're saying, we love you. It is so insane. And only in this country, I guess, maybe, I don't know if that shit happens elsewhere, but I can't imagine. Why do people do this? Like, I can understand getting into the case and learning about it and feeling a certain way, like, oh, I think she's innocent. She should get free. But to actually put it on a shirt, to take your time to go to the courthouse, to wrap a present for her, to scream, it's weird. It's weird. Is that not weird? Go ahead, please. Please.
People watch documentaries now for entertainment, right?
Yes.
Netflix, they're all pumping this stuff out and they're making
yes.
it. So these people are celebrities in a way. I mean, it's
but they don't know they're on a documentary. They have no clue.
But I'm saying that people watching the documentary see these people, you know, it's and the people in the documentary are becoming now a TV star to them. So they're now becoming
true
you know, fans of what is but you this know a real life event.
What I'm talking about, the tailgate, was on the first was on the documentary. In other words, they didn't know this case. Yeah. They knew it just from you
Dave,
know the
can we have
the news
a sidebar
reporting.
For a second.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
I have Dave, your side.
Close your ears.
Go ahead.
Dave, what's the probability that Josh or someone that Josh knows has actually gone to one of these scenes and waited in front of a courthouse?
Zero,
out of all of my people I know, Josh, I think I've met some of your motley crew.
Yes.
Right? I can see them going to a courthouse.
No.
And doing something like that.
No, none of my friends would ever all do right. any of this nonsense. I just don't understand the mentality of someone who gets a shirt. I can understand watching the case and listening to it and going, oh boy, like OJ. Remember how big the OJ case was?
Right.
People watched it and people like, you know, but they were selling merchandise left and right and people were wearing it, you know, free the juice and all that. It's crazy. What do you do? You don't know this person. You have no clue who this person is. You weren't there. You don't know. Have a little bit of.
Were they there in an ironic way?
No. Like, I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
Look, nothing attracts a crowd like a crowd.
Right, but. All right, never mind. I'm going to let this go. It's just, it amazing. I think America is the only place that we're making shirts for shit like this.
Who is that woman who got framed in Italy? She actually has her own
Amanda
podcast now.
Right?
She
was, Amanda Bynes? Is that what
the Amanda word? Something.
No, Amanda, yeah. Amanda, I don't know. I know Knox? Who you're talking about. Amanda Knox, that was it. Yes.
You know when I first realized
I saw that documentary.
She was on some podcast. I heard her like a few years ago. She was so well spoken. I go, who is this person that's talking?
Yeah.
And it was her.
Okay.
There's no way she did it.
Because she's well spoken?
Yeah. I mean, I don't well, I guess that's
what are you
true.
Talking about?
But this there's is been... now a thing in our country. Luigi? Luigi, right? He's
yes.
clearly, yeah, you know, he, right. you know, he's become a fan in circles, things like that.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't understand, you know, putting on a shirt with someone's face on it who potentially murdered her husband. We don't really know. None of us were there.
Maybe, but I do
it's
think,
maybe it's family, Josh.
It's not. There's hundreds and hundreds of people in this documentary lined up outside the courthouse. It's not family.
Josh, I'm not coming at you, but I do think the fascination with watching the documentaries, if you take that to a logical extension, is people showing up at the courthouse, you know, for these things. Because,
I agree.
I'm not saying you would do it, but it's so like
true.
If you keep taking it down the path.
I agree.
I
with
tell you.
That is
such a good observation.
That. In that yeah. Astute, yeah.
There's no question. All right. So how are you doing, Dave? Because Omar wasted his. Yeah, he's wasted.
I'm doing pretty good. My grandson turned 1 year old on Saturday. It turns out my grandson's birthday is Flag Day, Trump's birthday, and the military's birthday.
He's at the same birthday as Trump.
Yes, he does. He does. So they're very different. Very different.
Are they very different?
He's much kinder on social media. But one thing happened to me since we last talked. Yes, question?
He was about to.
Did you get him something for his birthday?
Of course he did.
Oh, yeah. We gave, I forget what it was, if it was a membership to something, but we brought a little gift.
Gold's Gym?
Yes, we did, right. I want him to be the man that I never turned out to be, right? It is true that, you know, you want your son to sort of like live your past. I think you learn a little bit more as a grandfather, like, all right, I can't probably pressure that way.
Yeah, but that's tough.
Maybe it's also a second round of like, you know, try to do things maybe I didn't do right the first time. But anyway.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon.
Don't sing that. My son sings that all the time. I don't understand it.
I saw this little bit. It was like, for Father's Day, the greatest gift you can give your father is ask him to explain what a certain any Bruce Springsteen song means to him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
funny. That would work on me, but yeah.
Cat Stevens.
Since I saw you guys last, I attended one of our industry events. You know, we're all in the same industry. It's investing related, I'll say. And it turned out, as I was going to the dinner, there were a number of people who listens to the podcast.
How about that?
So
very nice.
Yeah. How many of them were solicitors versus
most?
That's true.
That's true. Fair enough. But let me tell you,
a fan is a fan. A fan is a fan.
Was there any? Right. And did any of them mention Josh or I as being one of the? Did you say which one is the most annoying or talks too much?
Yeah, so now this is cheapening my experience because they all seem to go on and on about how funny I was. And they didn't mention you guys.
They're solicitors.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
But anyway, at least in that few minutes of time, I sat at a table and sort of talked about things and how it came together and things like that. Someone actually said it. He said, it's almost like having a celebrity at the table. And I thought,
there you go.
In your world, it must be.
I still don't think that you guys give me the appropriate credit for how that thing came together. It was my idea at the beginning.
False. Absolutely.
It's really
100%
unbelievable.
False.
By the way, I'm not willing to take any credit for this mediocrity, so I very quickly back off. Right? I'm very happy to have someone be the patient zero of this disease.
If the book is ever written, you starting it is not going to be the first chapter. There's no
way.
Josh,
what's your view on this, Josh?
You know what? I talked about this on I think this podcast, and I don't remember who started it. I remember saying that.
I talked to each of you independently.
I know I didn't start it. It wasn't me. It 100% wasn't me. It was one of you two.
So I'll tell you exactly what it is. I know what it is. Omar, I'll give you credit. You would always say we need to talk more. Like we'd have a great time when we would be at a conference or something. We'd
on the
hang
phone.
Out. Or on the phone, whatever. It was
great
like we should
phone
just more often. And I said we should do it as a podcast. Like that would be one way of doing it because I was doing one already. And I said
yeah, you were. That's true.
And Josh,
you
were a little reluctant. You know,
very reluctant. Very reluctant. Yes.
Yeah. And yes. You've done a 180. Let me
like
done
I said,
a 180.
I don't want to have any responsibility for this piece of shit. So I'm gonna back off.
Your fingerprints are all over it, my friend.
True.
Yeah.
Yes,
it is.
But you and didn't start it.
If anyone listens to the first 3 minutes, that's the piece of shit that you laid out. That's now sitting right in front of us on the table
that
we have to work around now.
That was good.
Have you guys listened? Had listeners that you didn't know and bumped into them and kind of talked about the podcast, have you?
Not yet, but are you talking about people we knew? We know?
Yes.
People I know that have said, brought up the podcast, yes.
But how about then, so people you haven't known?
Well, that's through social media. That's pretty cool. I love that when
okay.
we get something
yeah,
through
I guess
social
you're
media.
That experience there too. Yeah. Do you want to kick things off? This was not official podcast, this was just the intro.
Yeah. Do you want to tell everyone what's going on, how to reach us and all that?
Yeah, why don't I do that, Josh? Yeah. Let's so you're listening to Friends Talking Shop, if you weren't aware. So what this podcast is all about is the three of us We don't rehearse. We don't tell each other what our topics are. We don't. This is coming right off the top of our heads. We each come to each podcast with a one idea, each of us, something that's happened in our lives, and we discuss it and figure it out. And we're going to do that again this week on episode 89. If you'd like to reach us, we have an email address. It's friends@fts.media. We can find us. We have a website called friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. And you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok at Friends Talking Shop, all one word. Smash the like button.
Subscribe, like.
Yeah, whatever.
Smash all the buttons.
Just smash
them all.
Take your phone and fling it at the wall. Yeah. And while we're up. All right. So let's kick things off. Josh, you want to kick us off as usual?
Sure. Absolutely. So it was, I had a really good timely topic, but I'm going to change it. I decided to change it right before jumping on with you guys because there was something else I wanted to talk about and I didn't want it to lapse. You know what I mean? I don't know when we're going to get together next and then it wouldn't. But anyway, it was a big 50th anniversary of a particular movie this last weekend. Do you know what movie? Do either of you know? Go ahead. They ran a marathon.
Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
No, I don't. No. 50 years. 50 years.
85?
50 years is 70.
That's a bad guess.
75.
Chariots of Fire. Yeah. Chariots of Fire.
No. 75.
They ran a marathon?
Godfather.
Hot Dog.
So there's sequels. There's multiple sequels.
Godfather. Hmm.
It's not Godfather.
Oh, very Marathon famous Man. Movie. Marathon Man.
No, it's not the Marathon Man. Are you done guessing?
No. Hold on a second. Give us another hint.
I will give you another hint.
Caddyshack?
No, not Caddyshack. It had multiple sequels. The first
Police
one
Academy.
The first one was great. The others, not so much.
Airplane.
I'll give you another one. No, Airplane 2 was phenomenal. There was no Airplane 3. So multiple sequels. One of the sequels was in 3D.
Predator.
Jaws.
You got it. Dave got it. Very good. So Jaws had its...
What do I win?
You win nothing. So Jaws had its 50th anniversary. And I can't remember what channel, but they played all the Jaws movies over and over. And I love the original Jaws.
So good.
And so I started watching the original Jaws. And my son, I think he came in the room. He had never seen it. And so he's watching it. And I'm like, oh, you're going to want to watch this. This movie is just great. And as I'm watching it, I hadn't watched it in a while, by the way. It was not plausible. There were certain things in there where I'm like, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So for those of you who have not seen Jaws, and probably very few of you, but maybe some younger people who haven't seen Jaws because it is a very old movie. It's basically about this beach town and there's a giant shark named Jaws and he's eating the swimmers. He's eating people. And it's just like, one after the other, right? It's not just even attacking. He's eating them. These are meals, right?
Right.
And there's a police chief there played by Roy Scheider.
Roy Schneider.
Not Schneider. There's no S. N. Scheider. I think it's Scheider.
Wait a minute.
Yes, it's Roy Scheider. I'm almost positive. And the whole point of this is the police chief has really never seen this before. It's never happened before. But in the beginning scene, the opening scene, a woman's out there and she's swimming and the Jaws eats her. Then there's another scene. I don't want to ruin it for you, but basically a little kid goes out there. Omar, are you paying attention? Looks like you might be sleeping.
No, Omar? I'm listening to you. You're giving us the whole scene of Jaws. A little kid, go on.
Little kid goes out there. Everyone's in the water. The kid gets eaten and dies, right? Obviously. And so now it's the point where it's almost July 4th. And the mayor... who's a very weird dude in this movie. The mayor, I think the town's called Amity.
Boss Hogg, right?
It's not Boss Hogg. but the mayor, you're thinking of Dukes of Hazzard. The mayor will do anything to keep the town open, keep the beaches open, right? And he's pleading with the police chief.
Is this Roadhouse?
Oh, my God.
What movie are we on right now, Dave?
I mean, this is just, it's like, you know.
J-A-W-S, right?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And anyway, I'm going to try to cut right to the chase here because I don't feel I'm going to get through this with Omar in this forum. But the police chief obviously thinks there's a problem because there's a shark on the loose, right? And so they ended up having a thing where anyone who catches a shark gets money. They put a prize up. Someone catches a shark and they think it's got it. And
wait
they,
a second. Is this where Fonzie
jumps
over?
That's different shark. That's Fonzie on Happy Days. He jumps the shark with his motorcycle. No. Very, very different story.
No, he jumped it on water skis.
No. Oh, yeah, you're right. No, I thought he jumped it with his motorcycle. Right.
No,
water skis with a leather jacket on.
While he wore his leather jacket.
You know what? Yep. That makes more sense, actually.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry. Get back to the.
Let me get back to this. So here's where it goes awry. They catch the shark. Now, Richard Dreyfuss, who's a shark expert, is sent there. Richard Dreyfuss says, cut open the shark. We'll find out if the boy's in there because they have a slow digestion, whatever. You don't remember this, Dave?
No, I don't.
I don't remember
the
ending.
They don't catch
the
shark.
Yeah, they catch a shark.
A shark.
Not.
So now the mayor's excited. He's like, hey, we're putting everyone, the beach is open, blah, blah, blah. And he's going, hey, that's a shark. And he's telling him, don't cut it open. No. Because he obviously doesn't care. He doesn't give a shit. And he just wants his town open because he wants everyone to just go along their normal business. They cut the shark open. It's not the shark. It's clearly not the shark. The jaws is still out there, right? And so Roy Scheider's trying to tell him that. Now, here's what's crazy. The mayor is insistent. We are keeping the beach open. It's July 4th, even though there's this shark out there, this man-eating shark. Now, I go to the beach. I live on the coast, and I go to the beach almost every weekend in the summer. We love it. My family loves it, right? When there are rip currents in the water, they have signs. Rip currents. You can't go in the water. It's very dangerous right now. Why don't they just close the water and allow everyone to just have fun on the beach? It doesn't make any sense.
Wasn't he up for re-election or something that he felt pressure?
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with nothing about that. He wants people coming to his town because the town thrives on tourism.
Right.
It thrives on beachgoers. So he doesn't want to close the town down. He doesn't want to close the beach. But people are on the beach. And by the way, it's no secret the shark has eaten people. They know the shark is there. They know there's a shark that has killed people in those exact waters.
Was it really hot, though?
It doesn't matter. No one's going to want to go in that water. And so the police chief can't convince him to shut the beach. So they open it up, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, fine. That's a little weird, but fine. Now everyone's on the beach. Beach is packed.
Was Chris Christie?
Chris Christie not on the beach. That's when the beach is not packed.
Okay.
The town is packed. It's July 4th. Everybody's on the beach. People are having fun. They're playing
packed
frisbee.
Beach. This packed. Beach is packed.
Packed.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Nobody's in the water. Nobody. The mayor comes around to certain people on the beach and goes, "Why aren't you in the water? I need you in the water." This makes no sense. It makes no sense. Your town didn't shut down. People showed up despite the shark eating people. The economy's probably doing fine because people still have to eat.
But were the people the mayor was talking to, were they sweating profusely because it was so hot?
He, in fact, goes up to someone who he's friends with, an older man, and says, I can't remember the dude's name, but he literally says to him, I need you to get in the water. Once one person gets in the water, everyone will get in the water. So you need to get in the water is what he's telling them, which makes no sense. I turn to my wife and I go, what difference does it make if people get in the water?
Yeah,
why does that matter?
Yeah.
Why does that? Why did they write? Obviously, they have to write that into the script or otherwise there's no Jaws can't come out into the beach and start eating people on the shore. That's plausible either.
Shark. Yeah.
It's also your point is and my you've point had a is theme like this before. Some movies don't age well.
Yes, that's exactly right. I did this with Revenge of the Nerds. I'm doing it again here, and it just doesn't make any sense, and it's weird. And then the other scene that's incredibly strange is when they go to visit the victim in the hospital. The mayor's smoking in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you were allowed to smoke in a hospital in the 70s, but that seems quite ridiculous.
Hey, Josh, what is a movie that has aged well from 25 years ago? That you watch like wow,
from
movie.
50 years ago?
50 years ago. You're like,
That's a real good question. I have to think about it. From the 70s?
Like Caddyshack or
Caddyshack like was that. Pretty crude, but I don't think it was anything that was, I'm trying to remember now. Of course, someone will call me on this, but I can't remember anything that sticks out where I went, oh, that's.
When you watch Revenge of the Nerds, you didn't like that either.
Well, Revenge of the Nerds has a lot of problems. The nerds commit felonies.
Kick? Can you do your analysis?
Yes. Let's call this Karate David Kid's a problem too.
You know, I would love, Josh, I'm willing to hire you. Jave and I will hire you to analyze certain movies, and then you can break down how they age.
Here's what I'll say. There are certain movies that don't age well because cultural things change, right? We have language like Soul Man. We have language that we don't use anymore. Mm-hmm. We have cultural references that we don't say anymore, that we don't allude to anymore. There's offensive.
I would know nothing about that.
Yeah, of course not. There are offensive things in the 70s and 80s that if you played them today don't work, right?
Yeah, and you can't say male or female anymore.
That makes sense because it was different at that time. There is no way it was different at that time when there were multiple shark attacks for people to urge people to go into the water. I'm sorry. That has nothing to do with the time. That doesn't work in the 70s. It didn't work in the 80s. It didn't work now. I don't get it. So that's one where I go, I can't believe they should have made it so no one came to the town.
Hey, Josh, can we talk about the 800 pound gorilla for a second? Why does David's hair look like Tom Brady after he got hair implants?
David,
what's going on with your hair?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Your hair, it's like very short and
what do you think?
Combed forward. You have a widow's peak going on. Yeah, I've never seen your hair.
It's a little bit different
before.
Of a look. It is a different of a look. Do? It's not the swoop anymore.
Are you part of the ROTC now or something that we don't know about? What's going on with you?
Well, first, I have a widow's peak, so I should show it off. I have it. But I came to the determination that I want to be able to get up and not have to mess with it because Zoom calls come bright and early. And so I just want to be able to sit down and just go. No management whatsoever.
Wow.
It's not a bad move.
So, David, you're saying if you were a woman, you would have a really short haircut for the same reason?
It's hard for me to put myself
in their
first
shoes. Date, by the way.
I don't know if I want to answer that because I know for me.
Women who have their hair short.
Can't they do ponytail? Isn't that
No. Women who
you're
have short hair.
You're talking about a bob. If they got a bob.
I'm saying to you.
Yeah. Or a pixie cut.
It's called the K.D. Lang.
The K.D.
Yeah,
Lang.
But the idea is that if you have like shorter hair for a woman, it's a lot less work. It's an incredible amount of work. Women has long hair. A woman who has long hair, it's a lot of work.
I sure it is. I'm just saying if you had to get up and get on a Zoom call quickly, can't you ponytail it? And that also is a quick method of getting
it's not
ready.
Just for it's for everything else as well, but
okay,
yes,
fair enough, and that's true.
But your hair is interesting. Josh, what do you think about it?
Yeah,
no, I don't like it.
No, I think it's fine.
It looks like you either joined a cult or given up or both.
Well, it's given up, yes, that's part of it. That's definitely
the black t-shirt, too, Josh.
Yeah, so that you don't want to do it.
No, you can do so much better than this.
I don't want to.
I'm with Omar. That's why I started cutting my hair real short because I don't like the whole mess of blow drying and doing my hair.
You're with me. What are you talking
about?
Are
you with me? You're with,
no, I'm with Dave.
Oh, you said you're with Omar.
You just said I'm with Omar. That's what you said.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah.
I don't mean that. I don't mean that. I meant I'm with Dave on this one. Because the less maintenance, the better. Now, you're maintenance to the nth degree. We know what your deal is. You have to wake up 2 hours prior to anything to do the whole hair routine.
I don't want any part of that.
I literally just got out of the shower. I did nothing to my hair.
What?
Get the hell out of here. You didn't comb your hair. You didn't brush your hair.
No.
You brushed it.
Yes, I did. Just once. Okay. That's it. No product.
But you still brushed it. You took time and brushed it.
What do you want me to do? What am I, an animal?
Yeah, well, that's what Dave wants to do. Dave gets out of bed, rolls over.
Oh yeah,
and
do
put
that.
Some socks on and starts his day.
That's right.
I do that too. I showered like 20 minutes ago. That was me the whole day today.
Oh, well.
Right. But look, you're.
Hey, are we done with your topic?
What does
Josh?
This have to do with Jaws? Yeah, we're completely done with my topic. You know, Omar just took it right off the rails. It's fine. Whatever. I just wanted to get that out. That this is a very
I would
weird
like
thing.
To have Josh
for
have
a great
session.
Movie. It's a great movie.
Josh, yes. I propose. David, I'm curious your thoughts here, obviously.
You'd like me to revisit old movies.
Dave and I suggest movies. And whether or not you've watched them, you like, you know, we don't want to do it all the time. It's a lot of resources, you know, for you to do it.
Yeah, I'm kind of already doing it. I've done it with three or four movies thus far. So as I watch them and I notice some weird shit, I make note of it and bring it to you guys.
That's true. Mm.
It's already happening.
We don't need to assign it.
Yeah, I don't want to do it on a routine basis or force it.
I do think it's interesting. I like hearing you do that, though. It's like,
do you? Because you switch topics real fast.
Oh, my hair really got in the way. It's
your hair did get in the way.
My boss log.
I don't know what other crap you were alluding to. You threw in so many different. Yeah. You know what it is? It's like doing a podcast with a Amazon Alexa, except never saying, you never having to say the word Alexa. It just automatically starts spitting out crap haphazardly.
I tell you, Josh, if I could be so direct, I do have a litmus test. If Dave laughs, I keep on going. And every time
I notice that. That's exactly right. Dave, you're the kerosene.
Yeah.
Each laugh is a little drop.
Dave, is that not true? Seriously, Dave, maybe. Are you not laughing at almost everything I say you laugh at?
Well, I can't deny it. I'm on video, so I guess that's probably true.
That's true. All right, I'm done with my topic. It's like the kid in Jaws, it's killed.
Yeah. It's over. All right, Omar, what's your topic?
Okay, so a quick thing. I got a new pair of glasses. Perfect frame for my face. Cool, right? You like them?
Yeah, very. For those who are just listening, these glasses are just absolutely amazing. In fact, I tingled. My whole body tingled the second
I've never met a better frame for my face. This is like suited for my face.
It is. It's amazing.
I got a new Lou necklace.
Oh yeah, because the other one was stolen from the last episode. You got mugged. It looks exactly the same. It looks identical.
It is the same. It's missing its collar, but that'll be done next time I'm in New York.
What do you mean? Wait. Stop.
Yeah.
So the guy forgot to put the collar on the dog, on the charm.
No, I didn't have time for it to get the meantime.
What do you mean?
Have it shipped
out. Is it a loose collar or is it carved?
No, Lou had a collar with like rubies on it.
And
it would have taken another day to have that done.
So you couldn't wait one day?
No, it was being shipped to me in Italy. I wanted to be able to have it to wear at our event.
Oh, all right.
It's part of the brand.
You couldn't wait one day.
Part of the brand. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So, So here's my thing I wanted to talk to you guys about.
Mm-hmm.
So I think about like what are the real tests of a friendship? All right.
Okay.
And
you've done it. Last hour.
These are some heavy tests.
You want us to give you some examples?
This is the SATs of friendship.
And one of them is being direct, right? I think another one is like, would you jump on a mine for me? Like, would you take a hit for me if I asked you to?
Okay.
You know,
you're going to ask us to jump on a grenade for you?
No. I think you both would if I asked you to, if it was something that was possible.
Figuratively, right? Not
yes,
literally.
Yes. Oh. But the other one is like being direct. And I wanted to ask you guys something because something happened. I had some really brilliant some branding ideas. We're going to launch. We know people who own vineyards now.
Okay.
We're going to basically launch our own bottle of wines, two different wine bottles.
Who's we?
Your business? Yes, LW,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the red bottle is it's beautiful. And I don't know, Josh, what the best way to show it on the thing is, but it's a beautiful red bottle.
Well, why don't you send it to me and then I will put it on there. Oh, never mind. That's perfect. Oh God. The bottle is labeled
Cane
Rosso,
which means red dog.
Except the dog isn't red.
That's why it's funny. And then below it says in Italian, the best food is that which falls off the table. Right?
But again, it's wine. It's not food.
No, but red wine goes great with this kind of food.
The food that falls off the table?
Spaghetti dogs, that's what dogs love.
Dogs eat their own shit.
But dogs love food off the table. This is the white wine.
Of course.
Ready?
But that's any food off the table.
Do you see this one?
Yeah. Okay. So this one says, oh God.
David,
Vino,
you like it?
Bianco. And it's got the Pope next to his dog. Oh, and Pope has got a glass of wine in his hand. And the dog has a
glass of wine. In Italian, it says, sometimes even saints must sin a little.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Okay, no, I'm going to listen.
Wait a second. No, wait a second. I'm not. That's not my question. Those are brilliant ideas.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Right?
Sure, sure. And so, sure.
And then we're also going to create socks that instead of having green and green together, it would be green and black together. Right?
Yeah.
And on the black socks, it will go, it would say on the side, this goes to the green socks. And the green socks, it will go on the side, this goes to the black socks. So it's a combination. So I have these ideas. I'm like, man. And then something happened to me, which I'm going to ask you guys. You got to answer this question honestly.
Okay.
It may have never happened to you before. Okay. Okay.
Can I predict the question?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So the answer I think you're asking for is yes, you should commit yourself to an asylum. Is that what you want to know? If you're Copus Mentis?
No.
You're non-Copus Mentis.
It's this. It's this. I love Mentos too, by the way.
Yes. So they're the fresh maker.
So Dave, listen.
I'm listening.
Here's my thing. I was traveling for 5 weeks. All right.
Yes.
I had one piece of luggage. Because we had two events and I got some extra things, and someone brought me a rug of Lou, by the way. They made a rug of my dog Lou, which is beautiful.
A rug. Okay.
Of my dog
Lou. That's tough to pack. You can't pack that.
Yeah, we had to roll it up. I had to get an additional bag of luggage.
Why didn't you just ship it?
It wasn't just the rug. I had other things. I was in Rome. It's like weird to ship it. It's like
much
cheaper to get luggage. Yeah. And so my point is I had two bags of luggage now.
Okay.
Right? And I had another week of the trip to go.
You could fit a rug in a bag? How big was this rug? Was it just a little throw rug?
It's like 2-3 feet by 3 feet. I mean, it's a shape of a moose head.
It's pretty small. Yeah, it's like a towel. It's small. Don't go get it. We're on a podcast. You can't go get it.
Look at it.
So it's like a mat. It's not a rug.
Yeah.
It's a mat. So it's a cutout of, for people listening, it's a cutout.
It's like a large welcome mat.
Yeah, it's a large welcome mat of his dog's head with a crown on it.
Woof, woof.
Yeah,
it's really. Woof, woof.
All right, get back on mic. No one can hear any of your nonsense.
Oh, you can't hear it?
No, we can't hear any of your nonsense. That's that's actually pretty – who did that? Don't say who did it. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. So my point is, like, I was traveling for 2 weeks or another week or so with two bags of luggage. And so I was packing and unpacking at least three times in that time period.
Mm-hmm.
I was incapable – of having all the stuff I wanted just in one bag. My brain doesn't work that way. So I constantly had to open up both bags of luggage in every stop and unload everything. Although I wasn't really using most of it.
I wish
I had the brain to be able to separate it. Where I know this bag, I'll see it back when I'm in the States. The other bag is for my like week. And my brain doesn't work that way. I'm asking you guys, would you be able to do that, you think, to delineate it? I was not able to.
Okay. So there's two things here.
What?
The first is, this has nothing to do with the test of friendship, which is how you broach this whole topic. That's number one. Number two, yes, of course I would delete. In fact, if I had to get another bag, I would purposely use that for my dirty clothes and all the shit I'm not going to need on the ongoing trip.
Yeah.
I put my dirty clothes in there. I put my gifts in there. I put all the stuff that I'm done with and will not need. And therefore, I don't have to open that bag.
Has this happened to you before, Josh?
No, it hasn't happened. I've never gone somewhere and someone's given me a throw rug of my dog. It's never happened to me before. But look, here's what does happen to me. I will travel with a roller bag and a backpack. And as I travel, I take my dirty clothes that I wear out of my roller bag and I put them in my backpack. I specifically do that.
What?
I don't want my dirty clothes touching my clean clothes.
But hold on a second. But don't you bring that backpack with you when you're out and about?
No. Yeah, I don't carry a backpack out like what am I, 15 years old? I don't carry a backpack
when
I'm out.
What do you say, Dave?
What your dirty clothes are touching your like notepads and
my backpack's got separate sections. So there's a section just for
you. Don't want your dirty clothes touching your clean clothes.
That's
in
right.
A suitcase.
That's right. I don't like that.
That's weird too.
It is weird. I'm going to tell you, it is weird. But and the times that I've had to have that happen, which obviously there are times where I've had to have that happen, I get back and I purposely like separate them in one side of the suitcase versus the other because I just feel like. If like my dirty socks are on like a shirt I didn't wear, I'm like, I gotta wash that shirt now. I feel like I can't just put that shirt back. It's weird. I admit it.
How dirty do your socks get?
Not that dirty. Not that dirty. But it's
It's a day's worth. I don't know. Maybe do
yeah,
sweaty
day's
feet.
Worth day's worth of sweatiness from your feet. I don't know.
That's
Dave. Could you do it?
Yeah, and I'll tell you how I would do it. You ready?
Thank you.
You might want to write this down. So
he's not going to write.
Take all my stuff and I would make one pile of the stuff that I need, and then I make another pile of the stuff I don't, mm-hmm. and then I would take one bag and put all the stuff that I need in the one bag.
Whoa! Slow down. I got to write this down.
Hold on. So. Two piles, two bags.
Yeah. Wait, are there two piles or three piles?
I can't tell. Piles. Yeah.
And then I put all the stuff in the one pile in the one bag. And maybe
Wait,
I even
is this
like
a shell
label.
Game. What is he talking about right now?
Yeah.
It's confusing. It's confusing as hell. I'm not understanding any of this. So, yeah, Omar, this is really a ridiculous question. Let's be honest.
Is it?
It is. It's ridiculous.
Can I give you a variation of this?
Please.
So if I'm traveling and I have a trip within a trip, let's say I'm going up to Wisconsin, I also have to go to Chicago for a couple of nights, I will pack two bags. I will have a bag of all my stuff that just for that little trip that I'll have to Chicago, and I'll have all my other stuff in my other bag that I will keep for Wisconsin. So then when I go, I don't have to repack. I just take the one, I just put my toiletries in, and boom, I go.
But the difference there is that you leave the Wisconsin bag in your car.
Or leave it back.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the difference, is that you're not taking both to the hotel. He's taking everything with him everywhere he goes.
So he's still. But how does that have to do with him being on his phone right now?
Nothing. It has nothing to do with anything. In fact, it has nothing to do with how he even introduced the topic. And it has nothing to do with his new sunglasses or his new Lou chain.
Wait a second. It does.
No, it doesn't. And don't try to weave it now. I know what you're going to do. I know you long enough. Go ahead. Do it. Do a stupid weave. Do it. Go ahead.
It's tie it together. Tie it together. Because I legitimately am unable to do that suitcase thing.
Yes.
Right? I'm not able to do it. So.
Come on, man. Seriously? Stop.
Well, stop.
That's basically saying that you have to go into conservatorship. If you can't do that, I have to get a judge and we have to put you in conservatorship just like Britney Spears because you can't handle little
I'm
things.
I'm telling you
that's crazy.
That's my point, is that sometimes I think I have a few screws loose.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
So now he's tied it all together.
Well done. You tied it all together.
That's why I said you can be direct with me. It's a little concern. Yeah.
Bravo.
I'm literally unable to do it. I was aware of it.
Okay, stop. Are you unable to do it or you just are too lazy to do it? Because there's a big difference.
Dude, I don't have a lazy bone in my body.
He was able to get his necklace sent back to him in Rome.
He did, but he did it prematurely. He doesn't have the rubies now. Now you got to send it back.
But it showed a lot of effort.
Have you guys ever suffered a long road trip before? We went to five cities and when?
Yes. I did a trip. In fact, Dave will remember this because I came back and I said, I'm never doing that again, flying coach. But I did a whole Asia excursion.
Isn't that investing in India?
For 2 weeks. No, I didn't go to India. But I did a whole Asia excursion. I flew to Hong Kong and coach, and that was a nightmare.
Let me tell you how that trip ended. So we have a travel policy where you can only travel coach. Like we changed it since, but it's only coach. So
it's been changed.
He calls me from Asia and says, Dave, can you please let me go back? Business. It's so hard.
It was awful.
It's not my call.
Listen,
what happened? Did you fly back?
No, I flew back coach. But the next trip out there, I flew. Dave was able to change it. Thankfully.
Well, they changed. I didn't change.
It was changed. There's no way anyone should fly for 16 hours in a tiger cage like John McCain. I mean, it's insanity. It's insanity.
Hey, in fact, I think it depends on your seniority. If you're not needed somewhere and you're a junior, you want to come, you fly coach.
I don't know.
That's a
I just think
topic.
It's cruel that's, and unusual that's punishment.
I would love to come back to that topic. Can I do my topic now?
Yes. Let's move on.
Let's go. Sorry. So
from Omar can't sort luggage. Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, that's right. We'll have to get a class put together.
Yeah.
So my topic is something that happened to me, and I want to get your guys' How would you respond to the situation?
I love these.
Yeah. I was in a situation where it was a casual setting. You know, we're just kind of sitting back and having a good time, and it's all fine.
Who's we? Bunch of people?
I don't want to get it. No, it doesn't matter.
Friends.
Friends.
A lot of friends, a little friends. Let me paint the picture.
10 friends hanging around.
Thank you.
Had a cookout. We're sitting out just chit-chatting, right?
And now, is cookout Midwest for barbecue?
I don't know. I'm only from the Midwest, so.
I never heard anyone call barbecue. It a cookout. Barbecue. We have a barbecue. Oh,
they're the same thing.
Okay,
same
got
thing.
It. Keep going.
No. They're not the same thing. A cookout's what women do, and a barbecue is what men do. Yeah, no. Gender specific.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Well, anyway, so we're
you're both wrong.
We just got the end of dinner, and I think we're past dessert. So now we're just at the end where we're full and happy and just talking. So out comes a whiskey bottle, right? So apparently it's a whiskey of some importance. I don't know. I'm not really a big whiskey person.
Like a special bottle?
Maybe.
Or is it just maybe.
I think
don't know.
Bringing it out, it seemed like there was a lot of fanfare around it. But, you know, to me,
interesting.
Whatever.
So, are you a whiskey kind of drinker, Dave?
I like brown liquor in like Manhattans and old fashions.
There you go.
But if you ask me, the trouble with me ordering Manhattans, they'll ask me, you know, what is it, bourbon or whiskey? Is it in Manhattans?
Bourbon or rye or whiskey.
Well, they'll say, what kind of bourbon you want? I'm like, I don't know. Chef's choice. You know, I don't know what to say to that.
All right.
So Maker's
you
Mark,
neat?
You know, I guess. What?
You drink it neat?
No, I don't drink. I can't do that.
Yeah, I have to. I drink it with Coke.
Do you know anyone who does drink it neat?
Correct. Yeah, I know people who drink. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. They're
called alcoholics.
Yeah.
Straight from the bottle.
Anyone who drinks whiskey neat to me is an alcoholic. I mean, I don't know how they do it.
Well, it was served to me neat. So, but what was happening is we were toward the end of leaving. And it was poured into the little whiskey, little glasses, or special little glasses.
A highball.
Yep, thank you. So most people got kind of a decent amount, and he knew I was leaving, so he said, here is just just a taste, you know, you can have it.
Okay.
Just taste it. I was like, all right, thank you. So, you know, cheers. And so I sipped it a little bit, and then we kind of talked about it. And then I was like, you know, we're ready to go. So I drank the rest of it and put my glass down, right?
Okay.
So we're talking.
By the way, I have no clue where this is going. Omar, do you have any clue where this is going?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't either.
Maybe someone did a fireball.
No. You know what's weird though? Even though you don't know where it's going, you still have not shouted out Chris Christie or Boss Hogg or anything like that during.
Well, my stories are fascinating.
I'm looking for my opportunity. It just hasn't presented itself yet.
Keep going, Dave. Where's this going? Come on.
So then, this is where this landed on me. Is we were talking about the whiskey and everything about it, and and then the person who brought the whiskey out said, "Well, but the Dave just took 10 sips and gulped it all in one shot," and then I was like, "I'm sorry," and he said, "Yeah, you." And then they started to explain to me how to drink whiskey. They said when you drink whiskey, you just put enough on your lips just to taste it, but you don't, you know. To me, I thought it was less than a shot, maybe almost a shot amount. But we were leaving, so I sort of slammed it. But then I got a little bit of a lecture of how to drink whiskey. It was a little.
Were they
bit
offended?
On your lips.
Was the person offended? Because it sounds like they were offended.
I might have been.
Did that.
They might have felt like, this was special,
that's
and
ridiculous.
I sort of took and
that's
just slammed
ridiculous.
It.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
And then, so of course, now I feel like an idiot. I'm Mr.
But when you did you have to drink water after you did it?
No, it wasn't that much. It was.
It was very little. He gave him very little to begin with.
It was little, but apparently not. It was.
The whole point is he's getting chastised in front of other people.
Right.
Chastised.
So, chastised. That's right. He's getting chastised.
A little bit. So, how would you respond to that?
Oh, I tell you exactly how I'd respond to that.
How?
First of all, I would snap the whiskey bottle. I'd bang it on the side of the thing so it's jagged edge, and then I'd shove it right into his heart area.
Yeah, no.
Twist it a little bit.
That's
No. What you do? Do you guys know that commercial, the Tootsie Roll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many licks does it take? Yeah, Tootsie Pop. Tootsie Pop, not Tootsie Rolls.
Dave plays the Tootsie Pop, the owl roll. And
a one,
pop.
A two, and then you break the Tootsie Pop. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, that's right. Let me tell you something. That is the first real relevant thing you've said this entire podcast. That made complete sense to me. Complete sense. That was a proper analogy, a proper metaphor.
Well, I'm a little confused exactly how am I doing it? Because I've already drank.
You would say, "Oh, please show me how to do it. How do I do it?
Pour
me
a little bit."
Like the owl was very unapologetic for biting into.
Oh, and you do get a little bit faster, but not a little bit slower, but not too slow.
Here's the deal, Dave. This is what I call, and you know, we've actually touched on this before. You talked about when you went to a wine tasting with your wife.
Yeah.
And remember this? And your wife said, "Oh, I taste whatever." And the guy's like, "No, you don't. There's none of that in there."
Right, right.
This is bullshit. This is nonsense and it's garbage. If someone gives you a liquid, you can drink it however the hell you want to drink that liquid.
Being nice about it, Dave, like funny chastising?
Yeah, of course. It was. I mean, it's a friend that's, you know, trying to be nice, but it was kind of like, oh man, I felt like
I'd be like, screw you, dude. Listen, I'm. What do you want me to do? Would you have drank the rest of this because I had to leave? Because I can't sit here and put it to my lips and knock down 0.0001 ounces in time for me to leave and still finish this.
I mean, have you heard of that before? I feel like, you know,
I have.
No, I think, let's be clear here. Our audience
That's not the point.
About,
that's not the
about
point.
Dave. And you, Josh, quite frankly, too, which is why it's not resonating with you either.
Explain it to
you. You guys are both have the etiquette of people who are like
farmers. Yeah, I knew
this coming.
We're uncultured. Right? We're uncultured.
You guys have no culture.
Yes,
like,
that's
the only
right.
culture you that's have right. is a culture on some of Josh's dirty clothes in his backpack except right next to his iPad. Okay, so my point is when you're enjoying a high-end libation, you know, Mr. Chastise, right, you're supposed to savor it. And David, your taste buds have been numbed by decades of eating fast food.
Right.
And whatever cheese that is, they serve in Wisconsin.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
But they may not know that. They may
not cheddar.
Know.
Can I ask a question?
No, not. What's the famous cheese in St. Louis? What's it called, David?
Provel cheese.
That's not my cheese.
It's gross. It's not cheese. Dave, let me ask you a question. Was it Pappy Van Winkle? Do you remember the name of the whiskey?
No, I do not remember. I think it started with a C maybe, but it wasn't Pappy
Van Winkle. Is that an always reference? A Sonny reference?
No. So here's the deal. Because I went on a bourbon tasting tour, right? I toured a bourbon facility and then we had a tasting. And they did explain, like, this is how you do the tasting.
Oh,
we had a bunch of
who did you do that with, Josh?
It's called Buffalo Trace. It's
one of your Brokeback weekends.
Yes, it was one of my Brokeback weekends. Yes, it was. That's exactly.
Was
right.
it in another three star Airbnb rental that didn't have hot water?
No,
it was haunted.
It was none of those.
David, remember his stories?
He remembers the stories.
Something wrong with the houses that Josh stays in, and he wonders why.
No, there's not always something wrong. There's just the ones I bring up for topic. We stayed in quite a few that I don't bring up because there's nothing wrong with them. Anyway, so there are whiskeys out there and bourbons like Pappy Van Winkle, which is literally like thousands of dollars a bottle.
Yeah.
Depending. So I could understand if someone has cracked that open for a special occasion and said, "Here you go. I really want to share this with you guys. It's I've had it in my cabinet for 15 years and I blah, 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 blah." Doesn't sound like that's what it was.
Yeah.
But even then, I'd be like, you gave me this amount of liquid, right?
But
you're not going to take it back. You're not going to pour it back in the bottle. You're not going to drink it from my glass when I leave. So it doesn't really matter how I consume it.
I will say, wait a second. Just like Dave would be the first pick in a basketball game, right? He's taller than us, right, Josh? Similarly, I had to do a lineup of which one of these profiles between the three of us is the best natural whiskey drinker and savorer of whiskey.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely you. It's not going to be Josh. He does like kamikazes and shit like that. And I'm drinking like Cabernets. All right.
No,
it's none of us. It's none of us.
But I blew it. I had my shot and I blew it.
You broke a stereotype is what you did.
Here's the other part, though.
That's me.
Here's the other part. Here's the other aspect, which I want to just get to real quick. You also weren't at a formal event where everyone is practicing
some sort
of proper
etiquette. Dave was wearing a tux when this happened.
No, he wasn't. He's at an informal. He said it. That's how he let it off. If you listened, he's at a cookout / barbecue for those of you who don't live in the Midwest. It's a barbecue. And he's with friends, and he called it casual. So I don't give a shit what the rest of it is. No one needs to sip their bourbon like they're King George the Fourth.
No one stood up for me. No, nobody.
That's ridiculous.
Nobody did. Nobody.
It's ridiculous.
Mm. Yeah. It was. I was very.
What did you do? I want to hear what you did. What did you do? What did you say? Because there is a mean streak in you.
Do you think Josh, if he was there, do you think Josh would have said something?
Yes, I would have said something.
Wait, I'm asking Dave.
Well, you'll be.
But I'm Josh.
I know my point is that Josh. I think sometimes you're a bit bellicose.
Yeah, I think you. I think Josh, you would have said something. You would have like, yeah. And I regrettably did not. I was like,
that's not like you.
I mean,
that's
it got in my head too. I was kind of like, oh man, should I have known that? Like, did I just was? How much was in there? Like, I started to cycle a bit. It was quite disarming. It was like, you know how John Mulaney has this joke about he never wants to be insulted by eighth graders because they know exactly the insecurity that you have. Like they eighth graders can find it. I think it was the one where he's like, your hips are too wide. And John was like, yes, I know. It's like, somehow the whiskey tasting, that sort of cut to the core of me. And like, I felt like I had no response. I was completely dead in the water.
I wouldn't even thought twice about it. I would have made some sort of joke about it or something because it's, again, you're not, this is another level of pretentiousness that is unnecessary. Yeah. The sommeliers and the wine tasters. Oh, Omar finally turned on the light so people will be able to see him in this video.
His dinosaur books.
Even though he's not on camera. Oh, that was nice. Only an hour in did you turn on the light so we could see you. There are people who think that certain things are more important than they are.
Yeah.
And we talked about that with the wine tasting. Recognizing the hints of lilac or whatever in your wine is not important. It's not important. If you like to drink the wine, you drink the wine. And if someone wants to gather with a bunch of people who want to talk that nonsense, more power to them. But don't put that on someone else. And that was that's pretty shitty. That
house wine
that
or bust.
What?
House wine. I'll take house wine. I always like house wine in restaurants.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fantastic. I can't, no one can tell the difference. It's all
if
nonsense.
If someone pours you a drink, it's a drink.
Yeah, take it. Especially
it's a
free.
Drink. Now, look, I'm going to be hypocritical. Let's say someone got a pizza and you took a slice of the pizza and you start eating it crust first, like backwards. Would you say anything to that person?
It's such a hard.
Isn't it?
I think I would ask, how have you been doing that long? I think I don't want to say, hey, the way to eat a pizza is you read it.
That's the difference. You wouldn't lecture them on how to eat a pizza.
Wait a second.
You just say, how the hell are you eating that slice?
Yeah.
Wait a second. When I eat a pizza, I take the bite of the narrow side first. No, I don't. I have the tip first. And
tip
then,
first. Yeah.
Without chewing, I then take another bite of the crust and I eat it together.
What do you?
Yeah, I do.
That's all the time.
I swear to God.
Well, how do you hold it?
Tell me how I hold it.
What about the second bite then? What do you do?
This is the pizza. One bite.
So if you're going to run out of crust. You're going to run out of crust before you run out of middle.
Right.
No. It's actually not true. It's roughly the same.
Okay. First of all, it is absolutely astounding how you can coordinate that, but yet not your luggage. Because that is far bigger a juggling act than just putting stuff in a different bag.
You guys have seen me do this before. I do this. That's how I eat pizza. When I eat cheeseburgers at McDonald's,
I've never noticed.
The French fries on the burger. I take the top bun off. I put the French fries top of the burger.
Yeah, that's
put them all together.
That's kind of gross. Yeah, I don't like
now,
that.
Now, what I will do.
Why is that gross?
Because you shouldn't mix potatoes on your burger.
It's not gross, but it's weird. It's unnecessary. You're not getting the full enjoyment from the fries themselves.
You guys don't eat food in any awkward ways, at least worries that aren't considered to be normal. I'm sure you do.
Well, Josh said it better. Fries are so good, they need to be savored by itself.
You need to put them
on your lips and just eat a little bit at a time.
I like
you're depreciating the fry itself.
It's a smorgasbord of tastes and flavors.
I feel like I just did to Omar on the fries that someone did.
But you didn't because it's a different thing. It's not, one's important, one's weird. That's the difference.
Can I say one thing? David, is your topic
that's
over?
The difference. Yeah, his topic is over.
I have a bone to pick with David, Josh.
Real quick, before you go into the bone to pick with David, I'm just going to say this too, and I wonder if you guys do this. I will do this with a hot fudge sundae. I will try to get hot fudge and ice cream in every spoonful and then make sure that I have a proper ratio between.
So it finishes at the end.
So at the very end, I have one ice cream, one hot fudge. Exactly.
That
I don't want to ruin all the hot fudge. Yeah,
that's hard.
It's a concerted effort.
But it does describe a little bit about your personality. Yeah.
All right. Omar, what bone do you have to pick?
Well, we got
to
wrap things up here, guys.
Before we wrap it up.
Yeah. Very quickly, David, I just want to say that, like, we talk about another episode, but, like, you're incapable of giving me credit for a show. And it's apparent to me, three or four people on my trip said to me, an anime came up. And there are a lot of fans of Death Note. Okay. Yeah. You talked about it in a very reductive way. And I just thought it was unfair. That's all.
Okay. Real quick. Omar is alluding to, he wanted to have Dave and I watch anime to get our take.
Which he watches
a lot of anime. So yeah. We both did watch the show Death Note. And what I remember, Omar, I don't know, this is why this bone you're picking doesn't go very far. Dave liked the show.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was, I didn't keep going because other things get in the way.
He liked the show.
Like 1,000 episodes.
He thought it was all right.
He didn't follow through. He didn't like it that much.
But he didn't criticize you for watching the show.
Yeah.
Your bone to pick is a very thin bone, and it's a very small pick.
He was able to get off the ride. He was never that into it. You know what I mean? Like, I was incapable. It's like watching Breaking Bad. You can't stop watching it.
I don't think that's a bone.
I actually did try started watching it a second time.
There you go.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I picked up again. Thank you. And then I did watch one episode. So it's kind of, it's in my, you know, keep watching row
okay.
Netflix. So.
Oh, I thought you had one of those.
Now I'd like you to say two words before Dave wraps
up. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Those are the words. Right. Beautiful.
You're welcome.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think I feel better after being ridiculed with the whiskey, but anyway.
I wouldn't take that to heart, Dave. That guy's a little pretentious.
All right. Well, that's our episode. That was 89. It'll be an episode we'll think and talk about forever. Again, if you'd like to reach out to us, where it can be reached at email, friends@fds.media. friendstalkingshop.weely.com is our website, and you can find us on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok for a lot of updates at Friends Talking Shop. That's right. Yeah. Until next time, bye, everyone.
See ya.
Smile later.